still trying to think of the particular new superfood. Perhaps you're aware that every once in a while something will cross, and this is a superfood. If you eat this food or drink this food, whatever it is, you'll lose weight, you'll have extra strength, you'll, people will be attracted to you, all sorts of stuff will happen, all this stuff. Acai berries were one of them, and it used to be poppy seed. It looks like poppy seed, chia seeds, all these superfoods, right? Flax seeds, fish oil, all these things. If you just eat them, life will be good for you, right? What they don't tell you is it really doesn't matter much. And as we turn to the gospel today, we hear of the first superfood and the only superfood, the food that comes down from heaven, Jesus Christ himself, that food that gives us eternal life. As we turn to the first reading, of course, we know the Old Testament so often foreshadows, predicts, prophesies what's going to happen in the New Testament. So often that the Old Testament will give hints, and maybe just a little hint of what's going to happen. And today, as Elijah is in the desert, he's under that broom tree, and he sounds rather depressed. It's a situational depression, one that's set in because of his circumstances. If you look at the full context of the gospel or the book of 1 Kings, you see Elijah has just put to death King Ahab, put to death his favorite prophets, all 500 of them, the prophets of Baal, these false prophets, prophets of a false god. He's just challenged them, and they were shown to be short, that there was nothing to their faith. And maybe you know this, but a good way to influence a king is to kill his favorite people, right? And so he's running away from the king. He alone is left. Of all the prophets, there is no one else left. And the people have, their hearts have grown cold, even though now they just saw this magnificent display of God that, if you remember the challenge, he asked the prophets to prove that their God is God. And they can't do it. And he has the sacrificial offering reestablished, offers the sacrifice, puts it on the altar and prays a simple prayer, and God laps it up with lightning. He's proved God is real, but the people's hearts are still far from the Lord. And now the king is after him. And he's in the desert hiding. Is there a reason why he's depressed? Oh yeah, a pretty good one. His life is over. And he wants to die. But the angel won't let him sleep. Get up, eat, or else the journey will be too long for you. And he eats and goes back to sleep. Get up and eat, else the journey is too long for you. And nourished by that food, the two times he ate, nourished by that food, he walks 40 days and 40 nights in the desert. Maybe you know this, but most of us can't fast for very long. And when we do fast, what happens is we start to conserve our energy. We lay low. We don't do a whole lot of stuff. Here he is in one of the most hostile places in the world, in the desert. Here he is walking 40 days to Mount Horeb, strengthened by that food. It's a superfood. He shouldn't be walking. After 40 days, he should be dead. But he's walking. And what happens when he gets to Horeb? We also know Horeb by the name Mount Sinai, the place where Moses received the law. He's there, and maybe you know this story, but he's told that God is going to speak to him in an earthquake and fire and lightning and all this stuff. But then he hears the sound of nothingness and covers his face and leaves the cave where he was hiding out. And God speaks to him. Why are you here? And Elijah says, I alone am left of all the prophets. There's not one left. And God tells him, go back to Israel. Go back, anoint a new king, replacing Ahab. Go back and anoint a king of Aram. Go back and anoint yourself a successor. You're not alone, but God is with you. I am with you, God says. It wouldn't have happened. That journey would not have occurred unless he had taken and eaten the food of angels. It's a superfood. And it hints at the superfood, the food of angels that we ourselves receive. The bread come from heaven, Jesus Christ. In this Eucharist we are about to receive, he gives himself to us, as we hear in our second reading, that Christ loved us and handed himself over to us as a sacrificial offering to God for a fragrant aroma. The Christ on the cross gives himself, but the night before he suffered, he took bread in his sacred hands. He blessed it, he broke it, and he gave it to them, saying, "Take this. This is my body." He gave himself to us, gave himself as food for us. And for a little scandalized by that, we should pay attention to the infancy narrative, especially of Luke. There he is, born in Bethlehem, a city which name literally means house of bread, put in a manger. So often we dismiss it, but he's put in a manger where hay is put. The food of oxen. His whole life he's meant to be bread, food given to us. And he gives himself freely to us. Why? So that we can imitate him. As we hear, as St. Paul says, be imitators of God, beloved children. To put off all the things of darkness, to put off all the things that lead us away from God. We can't do that on our own. The journey is too long for us, too. The angels say to us, the saints say to us this day, take, eat, or else it's too long for you. It's too hard to be good on our own. I don't know about you, but when I try, it just flops. I've joked with somebody lately, I have the anti-Midas touch. If you know Greek mythology, King Midas asked for the gift to everything he touched turned to gold, and it worked out too well for him. But every once in a while, we have the anti-Midas touch, where everything we touch turns to dross. It just rots away. On our own, that's what happens. But with God, with the strength that he gives us in this superfood of the Eucharist, the bread of angels, he gives us the strength to be kind, to be compassionate, to be forgiving. In fact, to be more forgiving because we understand how forgiving Christ is with us. See, while he offered himself on the cross for us, it was us that crucified him. It was my sin, your sin. But he gives himself to us to nourish us. He invites us this day, take, eat. This is my body given for you.